Hello everybody, welcome to the Anchor Book Club podcast. My name is Olaoluwa Oladokun, your host. Today we'll be continuing our review of the book Faith Bible Study Course by Kenneth E. Hagin, and we will be looking at chapter 11 titled How to Turn Your Faith Loose Part 3. How to Turn Your Faith Loose Part 3. So we've established in the previous episodes that your thinking, believing, and confessing go together to produce your desired results. Three of them work hand in hand. So we have to be thinking the right thoughts, believing the right things, and saying, declaring, or confessing the right things. So one key point we need to take note of today is that we should not take sides against the Word of God. Do not take sides against the Word of God. Now you might be wondering, how is that possible? Sometimes our realities are contrary to the truth of the Word of God. Now what I mean by that is that sometimes we find ourselves in situations that are not concurrent with what God's word says, that seem like the opposite of what God's word says. So sometimes we tend to focus on those things than the Word of God itself, and it could be very tempting because the closest thing to you is what you are feeling per time. But we must learn to not take sides against the Word of God, because the truth is this: God only moves in line with His word. God only moves in line with His word. In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 138 verse 2 that God has magnified His word even above His name. So God's word is the person of Jesus Christ, as we got to learn in the book of John chapter 1. So God elevated Jesus even above His own name. That's why we pray in the name of Jesus. So you need to understand that the Word of God, which is Christ revealed to us, is the most powerful tool you can learn to use. Once we discover the ability to use the Word of God, study it, receive insight into it, and apply it in our lives, we are able to break new ground spiritually. So you may unconsciously be taking sides against the Word of God too, through ignorance, and that is another common situation where we are ignorant of what the Word of God says concerning a particular situation, or what the Word of God says concerning a particular belief. So when we find ourselves in a place of ignorance, if that is the case, then the solution to that is getting knowledge. When the situation is an unconscious manner of taking sides against the Word of God, when it's a situation of ignorance, the right thing to do is to get knowledge. So when we come into the knowledge of the truth, then God expects us to grow up spiritually and walk in the light of the truth of God's word that has been revealed to us. Much is demanded of the believer, and much more is handed to us by virtue of the advancements we make in our walk with God. So the more truths we discover in God's word, the more God expects from us. So there is a demand placed on the level of knowledge of God's word that we have. God will not expect you to be making childish reactions when you have received word that is supposed to yield mature fruits inside of you. So God will not be dealing with you based on prior precepts when you have come up to a higher level of knowledge of the Word of God. Now that is not supposed to threaten you or make you step back and think, okay, maybe I shouldn't really get more of the word since it's going to be requiring more of me. Now that is very, very childish in itself and mundane. But the truth is that as God opens our eyes of understanding to the word, He equips us to live up to the standard of the knowledge that we have received. So God expects us to spiritually grow up and walk in the light of the truth of God's word that we have received. Another important fact we need to take note of is that God works through believers to confirm His word. God works through believers to confirm His word. God will work in our lives through His word. And unbelieving people get saved through us sharing the word of God with them. So God, we limit God's ability to work in our lives by the shallow knowledge of the word of God that we have, when that is the case. And people who have not yet received Christ cannot come into the knowledge of Him if we do not preach the word of God. So the word of God is important both for our growth and for bringing people into the fold. We were commanded to go into the world and preach the gospel. So God confirms His word to us through signs following. So when we go in Mark chapter 16, the instruction was to go into the world and preach the gospel. So when we go about preaching the gospel, God confirms His word with signs following, as stated in Mark 16 verse 20. So sometimes we are looking for signs. We want to see the manifestation of God's power. But the truth is that if we do not grow in the word, we wouldn't see signs. When we grow in the word, signs will follow, because signs follow the word. You don't follow signs, signs follow the word. So the more of the word of God that you have, the more signs will follow your life and ministry. But if you are chasing after signs, you just keep running around in circles. So get the word and signs will follow. God confirms His word with signs following. So we must have enough of the word of God in us, feed on the word of God enough so that God can confirm His word through signs. On that note, I would like to bring today's episode of the podcast to a close. Thank you for being a part of this, and I would like to encourage you to spend some time praying today and studying the word of God for yourself. Have a lovely day. Bye bye now.